This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on issues affecting wildlife. I'm Jay Shell. Black-footed ferrets almost went extinct, with only about 100 animals found in 1981 on a Wyoming ranch near Meteetse. Even that population was subsequently reduced by disease to 18 individuals, seven of whom were capable of reproducing. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service undertook a recovery program, which proved successful, so all of the ferrets used for reintroduction efforts today originate from these founding animals. They are now found in multiple locations in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and Arizona. They are mink-like in shape with brownish wash on the back and slightly paler below. The tip of the tail and feet are dark or black, with a black mask around the eyes, the face being white above and below the mask. Males are larger than females and grow in length up to 24 inches, with the tail up to 5.5 inches. Adults weigh between 18 and 30 ounces. They are members of the weasel family. The black-footed ferret seeks shelter in the burrows of prairie dogs, on whom they depend for food, with 90% of their diet being prairie dogs. The deep, long system of tunnels dug by the prairie dogs, whom they have displaced, provide the black-footed ferret with not only a safe place to escape predators and raise young, but also a source of food. Black-footed ferrets are solitary animals, except during the mating season, when mothers are raising their young. Mating occurs in the spring during a 3-day period. Litters of 3 to 5 kits are born in early summer after a 6-week gestation period. The average lifespan for a ferret is 3 to 5 years. The most extensive population of black-footed ferrets in Montana can be found on the Charles M. Russell Wildlife Refuge along the Missouri River in the north-central part of the state. There are smaller populations in locations southwest of Malta and out of sight in and near the Little Bighorn Battlefield, southeast of Billings. This has been Wildlife Capsules. I am Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.